Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. You all know that Brother Bradshaw has a style that matches no other, and so today's words of encouragement are going to be powerful. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. And listen to me. Get your raincoat, get your galoshes, and make sure you got an umbrella because it is raining in Atlanta, Georgia this morning. It started about 2 o'clock or so this morning. I got up, and I love rain, and I love to hear rain. I got up this morning about 2 o'clock and looked out the window and just watched the rain and listened to the rain fall on top of the house. So get your galoshes out this morning, because it is wet here in the hot Atlanta. Matter of fact, it ain't hot at all. It's around about 50 to 40 something degrees this morning. And so, good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the season to be jolly. La 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 la. That's generally what they say. This is December 2021, and this is the 8th of December, and this month is moving along pretty good. And of course, we already know that in the December, this is the month where we celebrate Christmas, or we celebrate, many celebrate the birth of Christ during the course of this month, and in January, and some even in February, what I found out. And there's no way that you can get around it. December the 25th is on the calendar. It has always been on there, and it's going to stay on there, and you can't get past it. You can't get up on the 24th, jump over the 25th, and then be in the 26th. So you got to be around on the 25th. And so don't trip out over that. Don't let that just freak you out. It is what it is. And I've had many who say that they don't celebrate Christmas at all, but I've never seen in my lifetime anybody give back a Christmas bonus. And I have never seen anybody tell a company, don't close on the 25th because we don't believe in Christmas, so I want to work that day. I just never have seen it, so you can't get around it. But anyway, this month, probably the book of Matthew chapter 2 would be one of the verses that are one of the Bible passage that's going to be read probably more than any Bible passage in the entire world, especially during the course of December. Matthew chapter 2, and I want you to be aware of that particular passage, because it sets the stage for the birth of Christ. Now, we don't know exactly when he was born, but we do know that he was born. Don't know exactly when he died, but we do know that he died. Don't know exactly when he was resurrected, but we do know that he was resurrected. And it's because of his resurrection that's enabled us to be resurrected from the grave. Otherwise, we would just be like Grover, dead all over. But I just want to let you know that this month we'll set off a long study. Or at least they would bring it up, Matthew chapter 2, about the birth of Christ. And one of the things that we need to notice right off about the birth of Christ is that he was hated from the thought of him until the physical showing up of him and to the physical death of him. Think about it. If you've never thought about it, the book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, and also Isaiah 7:14 and other passages that we read in the Old Testament, it predicted the coming Christ. It predicted that there would be a Savior coming into the world. And from that thought, from that emotion, his arrival into the world brought about a lot of controversies. And so Jesus himself, most of the time we look at that as, oh, a little baby born in a manger. Oh, ain't that so sweet? And because there was no room for him in the inn. It was a long time before I knew what the inn was. I didn't know they were talking about like a Holiday Inn or they keep the light on for you and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, couldn't find out because the town was just packed. They were there for a particular feast, and the town was just packed, just like it is sometimes when you come to Atlanta for a football game, a baseball game, or something like that. And you just can't find no hotels close to the event. You have to go to the outskirts, like Riverdale, and up in Cobb County, DeKalb County, and things like that. So there just wasn't no room for them. So they took him to this little stable where the horses and the mules and everything was. And who would have thought that a king or a Christ or someone who was able to die and cause us to be resurrected and cause our sins to be forgiven, who would have thought that that would have been where he would have stayed? You would have thought that he would have stayed in the finest hotel in the entire world, in a penthouse on top of the hotel, but that was not so. It was about the lowest room other than the janitor's closet. that you could probably get. But that set off a pretty good storm. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, it talked about a long time ago, God promised Abraham a number of blessings. He says, first of all, that you will be a great nation. And then he says, your name will be great. Thou shall be a blessing. He said, bless them that bless thee. He says, and then in thee also all the families of the earth be blessed. And we're thinking that in thee, no doubt meant that Abraham's descendant or his seed and his and since Christ is the seed of Abraham, God was promising Abraham that he would bless even us today. And that is very true. Even though this was in Genesis 12, it's still blessing us in 2021. Why? It's because the Christ died for us. In Isaiah 19, and verse in Isaiah 9 and verse number 6, he says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall be called Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. No doubt in the book of Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, Isaiah 9 and verse number 6 would be the same as Isaiah 7 and verse number 14. He said, therefore the Lord God himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. And Lord, did that set off a big storm? Because the prophets and the kings desired to live when Christ should come. And you know, everybody kept saying that he's coming. But in that thought, a lot of people died along the way looking for his coming. And that was the great thing about it, was that the Bible indicates that regardless of when he comes, whether you're dead or alive, you can still be a beneficiary of his death. In Luke 10, verses 23 to 24, he says, "For I have told you that many of the prophets and the kings have desired to see those things which you have seen, and to hear those things which you have heard of them, but they did not." And in Genesis 3 and verse number 16, he says, "Now unto Abraham and his seed was the promise made." He says not to seeds, which were many, but seed, which was just one, which is Christ Jesus. And then he says in Ephesians 5, verse number 32, he says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and his church." Boy, did that set off a storm. So in the Matthew chapter 2, he says, "And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men," didn't say how many, "there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." And then verse number 2 says, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. Now, the wise men came to worship him. But when Herod the king found out about these things, he was, verse number 3 says that he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And here starts where all the lies and deceptions and all the evil stuff. See, it's just pitiful that when Jesus was born, everybody thought, oh, he's so pretty, he's just a cute little child, this and that. But Herod said, he told the wise men, he said, "I tell you what you guys do." He said, "Now y'all go find him, and then you come back and you tell me where he is, so I can go and worship him." Now that's the sort of tone that he used. "So I can go and worship him." But the Bible says that Herod was troubled because he thought that Christ was coming to take his kingdom, to rule over his kingdom. He misunderstood whether it was a physical or whether it was spiritual. So anyway, he told the guys, he said, "Now when y'all go, y'all come back this way and y'all tell me about it." Well, when the wise men found Christ, as it were, and they worshiped him and they brought him gifts and everything, when they left, they did not go back where Herod was. Every once in a while, pick up your Bible and read your Bible. They didn't go back where Herod told them to go. They went the opposite way. And the Bible said that it was more than a year more than a year had passed before Herod even found out that he was born, where he was born, how the situation came about, and the whole thing, because even Mary and Joseph had to flee to into another direction. And so Herod was waiting for this message so he could kill the child. That's how it came about even in the Old Testament when they was going to kill all the male children, and Moses survived, and they was going to kill all the male children. Matter of fact, he put a decree out where they killed all the male children. Listen to what he said. Herod said, what I want you to do is I want you to kill all the male childs up to 3 years old. Why? It's because Christ had to be in that number some kind of way. From the time that he told the shepherds to come back this way and the time that they told him about it, 2 or 3 years had passed, and Herod said, kill all the babies. Kill all the babies from 1 to 3. Christ got to be in that bunch somewhere. But he lived to be 33 and a half years old. So this month is going to set off, this passage of scripture is going to be read. But I don't want you to freak out about it, because Jesus loved you, he died for you, and he's coming again, and we do celebrate the coming Christ. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We even thank you for this inclement weather, but we do pray that everybody will be safe doing this on the highways and the byways. Bless folk on this program wherever they might be. And also, may they be a blessing to somebody. May they be a blessing to somebody today. Now, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. And let us all say amen and have a super-duper week.